He's on medication.
It's the Mickey Flyler Show. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
First things first, I'm the realest. Drop this and let the whole world feel it.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Hey, our friends at Roosters want you to know, get the boys ready for school. Take the little fellas over there, get their haircuts. Guys, while you're there, get yours as well. Treat yourself, guys. You know, you work, you take care of the kids, you're doing everything around Little League Baseball and everything around all summer long, around the house and everything. Get ready for football season. Go look good, man. Go look great. Smell good. Take care of it. Over at Roosters, roostersmgc.com, 884-8920, 884-8920. They'd love to have you. American Style Barbershop is back. The modern touches of the American Style Barbershop is back. And they would love to have you over that way. So get the boys ready for school again. No matter what the age is, feel good about yourself. Make the appointment today. 884-8920. So great friends over at roostersmgc.com. We call this Reaction Monday. We love to hear from you. Phone calls always take precedence. And that's where Big Boy held through the break. Good morning, Big Boy. I appreciate you being patient. How you doing this morning?
Doing good, Mickey. How you doing?
Blessed. Very blessed. Hope you are, too.
I want to congratulate you on the baby. We had our first grandchild. She'll be 3 months old tomorrow.
Well, how about that, man? Congratulations. How's she doing?
And my daughter was 39. She didn't get married. She's 36, but everything worked out great.
That's awesome.
In fact, she went back to work today. She's a dental hygienist, and she had to go back to work today. She hated that.
Well...
But what we'd done several months ago, we had a gender party.
Right.
And the doctor and a couple of her friends and the guy that done the fireworks, he was the only one that knew what the baby was going to be. And he put on fireworks show for about 15 minutes. And at the end, it's either going to be blue or pink. And he done pink, which we knew was a little girl then.
How about that?
And we've been so blessed, but we thought that was so great and all.
Well, that's awesome.
We knew that'd be our only grandchild. We had about 95 people that came to the party. And I thought, I don't know if anybody suggested that to you or not, but well, it worked out great.
I tell you what we're going to do. We had these friends that suggested this to us. We've got one of our friends has a teenage son that loves golf, and he has volunteered to hit either a golf ball that's either going to be pink or blue inside. We're going to do that Friday. So when we come on here Monday, we'll be able to tell you hopefully some good news either way on what we're going to be having to, which is going to be cool.
Well, that sounds good. And I talk to our friend Ron Scarborough about every month, and I go see him about every couple months.
How's he doing?
He's still in rehab in Pottersville, doing okay.
Well, good. Will you tell him that I said hello?
He's had a rough time.
I ask about it. I mean, I get people asking about him all the time, and but please tell him to hello and call me if he needs anything for sure.
He's right behind the Goodwill in Pottersville, that facility. I don't remember the name of it, but he's doing good. He's trying to get together and get sponsors and get a scoreboard show back on this year, and I hope he's able to do that.
I do, too. I always enjoy listening
Mickey,
to
one
him.
Football question.
Right.
Who's the biggest surprise so far of the freshmen that you knew about in camp? Is it the running back, Dixon, or the receiver from Alabama?
Well, I would say we're not surprised at the receiver from Alabama only because he was a five-star and he was the number one player in Alabama. I think Dixon has to be the biggest surprise so far because he was a three-star kid. I hear good things about Jordan McFadden. The offensive lineman. I hear really good things about BT Potter. I think Muscol, I think they feel good about him. I mean, if you think about it, KJ Henry and Xavier Thomas, if I told you how great they were, that's not a surprise. If I told you how great that Kyler McMichael or Mario Goodrich is, that's not a surprise. But when I tell you that Dixon will get carries this year, significant carries this year, and I feel good about him, I think that's the biggest surprise of the freshman, or maybe even that Jordan McFadden might not redshirt as an offensive lineman. That's kind of surprised me a little bit, too.
Well, that's what I thought. Well, Mickey, congratulations. I hope you have a good day.
Thank you, Big Boy. Congratulations on your granddaughter.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
They say that you should just skip your kids and go straight to grandkids because grandkids are a lot better off. It'll be long you're making that phone call.
There's a joke in here about you being 50 somewhere, but I'm not going to make it because that's too low hanging fruit.
Yeah, easy. Shooting fish in a barrel.
Mm-hmm.
Easy.
I ain't making that phone call anytime soon.
Let me be clear. Who knows, buddy? Who knows? You don't know.
Let me be clear about that.
You just don't know.
Goodness gracious.
Let me finish on the DJ Durkin stuff, and then I got the Ohio State stuff because I want to tie that in, and then I have Clemson football. So let's do all three in this segment. I hope, I mean, there's nothing to bring the kid back. I'd like to bring the kid back. I don't know the strength and conditioning coach at Maryland. I don't know the medical staff at Maryland. I don't know the football staff at Maryland. But I do understand the point that, and it was insensitive at the time, but I do understand the point that, man, the media now can jump on you and can take you out.
Sure.
You realize that could happen here at Clemson easy. That could happen at South Carolina easy. That could happen in Georgia easy. Let me just use, again, I use the Alabama example, okay? Nick Saban is the most secure coach in America right now, correct?
Absolutely.
Nick Saban on TV the other day on ESPN on this show, Rolling with the Tide, comes out and said, it is our job to find your breaking point. Where will you break? What if a kid or two dies during practice? And what they will say is, you push this kid to his breaking point, and it was life or death, and you shouldn't have pushed him that hard. He could be out at Alabama. All these things come out about the players he browbeat, the players he yelled at. Remember this, he made a Miami Dolphin cry at practice. Mm-hmm. All these coaches are one very unfortunate incident away from getting out of here. And I just don't know if that's fair, because they are in charge of producing a mentally and physically tough football team, correct?
Yes.
You will get fired if you're not, if teams run all over you physically, or if you make all these mental mistakes coming down, that will cost you your job eventually. So they're going to push you as hard as they can. Where that line is, I don't know. It's different for everybody. It's different knowing those kids. In this case, is it possible that the kid might have not have worked out hard in the spring, or might not have been in great shape, might have been, you know, might have done some bad things the night before, might have got some, might have been dehydrated, might have been, there's a lot of things in there. And who knows, maybe he was this model student, model person that just had some sort of physical issue that nobody knew about, that the physicals didn't uncover. But to say that this culture in Maryland is because they find a couple of players that are mad now, that are disgruntled now, to say it's humiliating and they embarrass you and stuff like that, I think you can find that anywhere. And I don't think that's fair to DJ Durkin. I wish the kid could come back, but I don't know. I've never been to Maryland football practice. But I imagine in every program you can find somebody who says, I don't know, man, that was humiliating what they're doing to me. Does that make sense at all?
Yes, okay. And I understand what you're saying. I just think as a coach that's responsible for these kids when they're under your care, when they're in your program and on the field, doesn't that blame fall to you when a kid dies?
No, not necessarily. Because there are things called accidents.
When a kid dies as a direct result of what you were doing in practice.
Do we know that the kid complained before? What if he didn't tell anybody? What if he was feeling bad and didn't say a word because he'd have been embarrassed about it and didn't want to say it? What if he just collapsed and like they didn't know, had no signs of it? Now let me say this, Zach. If he said, Coach, I can't do this anymore. My heart's pounding. I feel overheated. I have a headache. My head's splitting. My blood pressure's going up. My head's about to explode. If they found that out and the coach said, no, you get back in there. You're going to do it. You're going to do it. You're going to do it. Yeah, absolutely. But what if
there's that record of hate? What if there's that record of bullying and you know, just forcing these guys and the bad culture that's being put out there right now? What if he can't say that because of those things? What if that's the case?
If that's the case, then like Fear the Turtle said, why are these guys coming back to for their fifth year and for their fourth year, and why are these guys not leaving the program, transferring out?
Mm-hmm.
The point is, we don't know any of that stuff. We don't know.
Will either of these investigations reveal any of that stuff?
I don't know that either. I hope, but I don't know that either. Don't we, even in a personal trainer, push it one more rep? Let's go one more lap, right? People pay for this every day.
And it's their responsibility to make sure you don't hurt yourself.
Yeah, but in this realm, in this field, guess what? Accidents happen.
I understand that, but an accident happening doesn't mean there's no responsibility to be had anywhere.
No, but at the same time,
they're still under somebody's care.
But it's not like a computer that we can hook up to a car and go, oh, well, it's a transmission issue. We don't know those
if this
things.
Guy's just standing there in the huddle and he has a brain aneurysm and drops on the spot, that's an accident. He had 106-degree body temp as a direct result of running 110-yard sprints that he obviously couldn't do. He couldn't accomplish it.
All right, let me ask you this.
And if they waited an hour, it's 82 minutes, I believe, Fielder Turtle said.
That would be bad. That would be
waited an hour.
That would be extremely
plus
bad.
To call EMS 911.
That would be extremely bad. If they waited an hour and they could have got him in an ice tub and they could have gotten his body temperature down, and it absolutely, if he was having seizures and they waited on, absolutely 100%. If there was not enough medical staff out there, absolutely 100%. If the doctors ignored it, if he had a physical a month before and there's blood pressure issues, absolutely 100%. So, no doubt about it.
So my only thing is, while we may have learned a lesson from Ohio State in the sense where you want to see where everything comes out first, and take the facts as they may after the investigation. Don't we have to do that on both sides, right? There's almost a bit of a defense happening on your side where you're trying to make sure they're Durkin, you know, is a little bit defended. That's what it's coming across as.
It I'm sure it is, but nobody else is doing it. And if we're going to talk about two sides, because right now everybody is convicting Durkin, right? The same way that we convicted Zach Smith.
I'm not convicting Durkin more. I'm convicting the strength conditioning coach, right?
Yeah. I would just tell you this, Zach. I know this. You've worked out before. Mm-hmm. And if a strength and conditioning coach, if a team looks soft, if a team's not in great shape, if they didn't push that kid, okay, let's say he has no health issues, but he's overweight and he's out of shape and he's not working hard.
Sure.
I'm not using that kid. I shouldn't use this kid as an example. He's a dead guy. If another kid, if all the other offensive linemen, if they're not pushing them hard and they come in soft and they get blown up at the line of scrimmage, then the first thing Maryland fans are going to do is say, fire the strength and conditioning coach. He's not doing his job. We're soft up front. We're not very in good shape.
I understand that.
There's a fine line in there between the guy doing
his
job.
Such a fine line.
Right.
And he has to find a way to toe it.
Right.
Right?
And every kid's different. Yeah, absolutely. 100%. Now, let me finish up. Chad from Columbia, hang on. Let me finish up on that Zach Smith stuff. Paul Feinbaum cares about women. You got to fire Urban Meyer because I'm going to grandstand right now, and I'm going to show you that I truly care about women and women's rights. And now we find out on Friday that Courtney Smith, the wife's mother, the mother of the victim, comes out and said, any physical abuse was because Zach was trying to restrain her from attacking him. He was trying to remove himself from the situation. The marks on her arms, I've seen this before, she said, was she was attacking him and he tried to get away from her. Her mother said this. Now, personally, I still believe that there's somewhere in between. I still believe that he's not a good person. And personally, I'm not sure that she's a good person. And personally, I still believe there's going to be some collateral damage in the Ohio State case. And I'm not sure Gene Smith survives. And I'm not sure Urban Meyer survives. And I know Zach Smith didn't survive. And I don't know what's going to happen to Courtney Smith or anybody else on the Ohio State staff. But I think we learned a lesson that on the Friday that it came out or the Thursday that it came out that he was a woman beater. No, there's no way at all any man should ever hit a woman. And if you care anything about women, you're going to condemn this guy and say this guy's the worst thing in the world. And then we find out that even her mother said that you don't know the whole truth behind this story. Did we learn a little bit of a lesson through all that? Should we have learned a lesson through all that? Or do we want to grandstand and say, you don't care about women unless you're calling for this guy to be fired right now?
I mean, they're two different cases completely, right?
Yes.
One is an alleged incident. One is a kid's dead.
Yes, absolutely. Now, that doesn't mean that for every person out there that's being domestic violence victim, that doesn't decrease their sense of urgency and them getting out and them getting help and them getting safety. By no means does it do that.
Sure.
What it showed us, though, is that I will tell you this. I saw tweets on the Friday of the Zach Smith original stuff and Urban Meyer being temporary leave, of people saying, you know what? I changed my opinion about Feinbaum. He's a compassionate man who really cares about women. It was an opportunity for the mainstream media to grandstand.
Sure.
And instead of knowing all the facts, and we still don't know the facts. Again, I mean, again, I'm not
sure. We're still missing the point on all of that. Did Urban Meyer report it if he thought it was going on? That's the question that needs to be answered. That's it.
Unless you say this.
That's all.
Unless you say this. Because here's another point of that one story. And here's what my gut told me to begin with. Urban Meyer knew Courtney Smith, and Urban Meyer knew Zach Smith. And Urban Meyer knew, in his mind, in this case, he thought to himself, this is what I'm thinking, I've talked to the Powell police, They're not going out there anymore. They say that there was no arrest made. They're telling me that she's the source of it. I've seen her drunk coming up here. I've seen her drive around Pratt. I've seen her threaten. I've seen her do this stuff. I talked to the mom. I talked to these people. And to be honest with you, there's nothing to report here. If that is the case, I'm asking you, could that be the case?
Yeah.
If that is the case, does he have to report that? I don't know.
It could also not be the case, right?
Yeah.
Because half of what you just mentioned is rumor still to this point.
Sure.
All of it is.
But Urban Meyer knows Courtney and knows Zach better than any of us know it. And in my opinion, I think this is just a formula in my head. I think he knows the situation enough to say, I'm not going to report this because I don't think there's anything here. Then that becomes the case of this, that it's a, do you think, you know what? I don't think anything happened there. I think that this was a non-issue.
Sure.
So then it's not just Urban Meyer reporting it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we're going to find out in a week now, right?
Hopefully.
Right.
Hopefully. You know, and there will be collateral damage. I told you that. And in the end, I'm not going to put my reputation on the line for taking it for either one of them, because I don't think either one of them are good people. But I'm just thinking that Urban Meyer didn't get to be Ohio State's coach, didn't get to a certain level by making stupid decisions. And it might have been stupid for him. What if he had done this, Zach? What if there was nothing there? What if it was all her and he fired Zach Smith and now he opens the university up to a major lawsuit by firing somebody wrongfully and the court finds out, he shouldn't have fired him. That was all her. Urban Meyer would be on the chopping block then because he sided with something that was the wrong side.
Sure.
So I hope that we learned something and that just because you want to,
again, though, there was enough there for the university to insist they fire Zach Smith.
In my mind.
Let's be clear about that.
Yeah, but in my mind, what that could have been, by the way, he wasn't arrested in 2015.
Let's just be clear about him being terminated by the university.
Right. But am I right by saying he wasn't charged with anything in 2015?
No, she did not press charges in 2015.
Okay. And he wasn't arrested.
She did not press charges.
Right, but I know this about domestic violence. Usually, if there's any chance of anything, the police are going to make sure that somebody does, you know, somebody's going to pay for that. So I think my theory on this is Ohio State said, hey, man, we gotta do the politically correct thing here. We got to do something on it. Dr. Skinny asked the question, why'd they fire him? I think that he was made to fire him. I don't know. I don't think Zach Smith's a great guy. I think if you're trying to defend Zach Smith in this case, you got a hard time because, quite frankly, he's not a good dude. But if you're going to base everything on him being a bad dude, and her being a saint, I think you're on the wrong side of that argument, too. I think somewhere between, this was a tainted, toxic deal in which both of them probably had a ton of issues out there. Quickly, Dr. Skinny says, so many women don't press charges in domestic violence. Come on, Mickey. Of course, I saw this firsthand. I visited one of these centers, and I talked to women why they don't do it. I talked to an investigating cop who that's all he does, and how they won't press charges. I get all that. But also, Dr. Skinny, why would her mother say that he was only defending himself because she instigated all this kind of stuff? It was in self-defense. Anytime he would grab her, hold her, push away, try to remove himself from the situation, try to get away from her. Why did mom say that?
Do we know it's her mom?
Yes.
We're 100% sure?
Yes, her mom was on Facebook, and she's been interviewed by people.
Okay.
See how this collateral damage this thing? Nobody looks good in this case. But I don't want to grandstand on either side and say that if you don't feel this way, then you don't care about domestic violence. Or if you do feel this way, then you don't care about the falsely accused. I mean, who knows? We don't know what happened in that case. Hopefully we will find out. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Trail, TREHEL.com. Hey, let Trail take care of your next building. Not a single family home, but anything else. I take it back. Not a water treatment plant or a dam. Anything else, they believe it. That is a great company that does it differently. They build on this. They can do it any kind of way, but they build on a single source delivery where the same company designs it, builds it, and that saves you time, that saves you money. You're going to get a great relationship on the end, and your building's going to be done on time and on budget. Now, how about that? That doesn't happen. TREHEL.com. You want to know the bottom line of saying, I could sit here all day long and tell you about how great these people are, but how about that 85-ish percent, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, every year it changes. About 85% of their annual volume comes from repeat clients. What else you need to know? TREHEO.com. Call them when you first think about building. A short break, more after this.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
For over two decades, Line-X has been unmatched in truck bedliner protection and is committed to providing what you need to customize your truck. Truck Gear by Line-X accessories and vehicle sprays combine rugged durability and armor-like protection. Lifts, tires, and wheels bring it all together to truly personalize your pickup to fit your lifestyle. Don't just protect it, Line-X it. Stop by Line-X today and see what's possible.
This is David Chupp. Come see me or my son Trevor at Line-X of Anderson today.
Want to mow like a pro? Then look no further than Carolina Lawn and Tractor. We have John Deere lawn tractors starting at only $1,499. Save $200 on X330 and X350 lawn tractors. Plus, get 12 months 0% interest with minimum payment. With 33 years of experience and reliable technicians, you will be ready to mow like a pro. See Carolina Lawn and Tractor at 4389 Wade Hampton Boulevard for details on special financing. Sale ends October 26, 2018. Some restrictions may apply. See dealer for details.
Mickey Poller here. It's almost back to school time. Get those summer messes cleaned up with Zero Res. Three rooms clean for $129 and a free hallway when you mention my name, Mickey. Insanely clean carpets with Zero Res. No soap, no residue, no harsh chemicals. Call now, 864-558-7300, 864-558-7300, online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning specials.
Buying a new or pre-owned vehicle can be overwhelming. Thankfully, Hendrick Honda easily offers a world-class experience in a fair, fast, easy, and transparent environment. As the only Hendrick dealer in the upstate, we take pride in being connected to the local community in which we live and do business. Hendrick Honda easily is there to help you find the newer pre-owned vehicle just right for you. Online at HendrickHondaSC.com or at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley. Again, that's Hendrick Honda Easley.
Capital One presents Congress finalizing the Louisiana purchase.
Napoleon will never go for our offer. It's too low.
He's too low.
You're a nincompoop.
Oh, Jefferson has something.
Gentlemen, I've just received word from my Capital One app. The Louisiana purchase is complete.
Instant purchase notifications from Capital One, so you won't miss a purchase. Technology this helpful could make history.
What's in your wallet?
Not available for debit cards. Capital One Bank USA N.A.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Two for Tuesday. Buy one roll and get the second half price. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Welcome to Office Depot. Can I help you?
Absolutely. I've got to get my school shopping done today.
All right. Right now we've got mechanical pencils and Crayola markers for a dollar, plus 25-cent notebooks. What's on your list?
What's on my list? I need pencils, six notebooks, a backpack, two-inch binders.
If you've got a list, we've got the supplies. Come into Office Depot Office Max to get select back-to-school supplies for just 25 cents. Shop online, on our app, or in-store for low prices all summer long at Office Depot Office Max. Limits apply. See store for details.
Do you want bigger biceps? Do you want to increase your bench by 58 pounds in 6 weeks? Protein is not enough. 75 to 90% of your protein is wasted and not used for muscle building. Optinas works genetically to redirect protein to your muscles. Clinical trials showed a 12-time increase in arm size and 3-time increase in lean body mass compared to a placebo. Experience Optinas. Go to upstatemuscle.com. That's upstatemuscle.com.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Everybody gets one chance to do something great.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Reed's Jewelers, REEDS.com. Upper level of the Haywood Mall, right in the middle of it all. Let Reed's take care of you. Wally Odom and his great staff. I got to call Wally today, matter of fact. Wally sent me a text over the weekend. I hadn't reached back. I'm going to reach back today. Look forward to hearing from him. They're rocking. They're rolling. They've got all kinds of amazing things going on at Reed's Jewelers. REEDS.com. Upper level of the Haywood Mall, right in the middle of it all. Think about Reed's. This late summer, this early fall, think about a loved one. You know, just for no reason. It doesn't have to be birthday. It doesn't have to be anniversary. It doesn't have to be engagement over there, Mr. War 24. Even though you're probably good for a while. You put that big old rock on her hand over there. Probably gets you by for a little bit. But just think about it. Friends at Reed's, REEDS.com. Chad's been very patient in Columbia, South Carolina. Chad, thanks for hanging on, man. Hope you're doing well.
Yeah, doing awesome. Hey, man, as it relates to Zach Smith, ex-mother-in-law, okay? Could you see a situation where, all right, Zach's no longer at the house, right? So she doesn't really have to worry about her daughter's safety anymore. So now she wants to worry about her daughter's well-being. So strategically, it would be important for her to maybe not make Zach Smith look like a bad guy.
Sure.
The last thing you want for him is to be unhirable, right? He was providing a great life for her grandkids and for her daughter financially.
No doubt.
And so if you ruin him financially, you know, what's Courtney Smith going to do? A young mom, two kids, you know what I'm saying? Where Zach Smith was making, you know, $500,000 a year. So I think strategically, if I'm her, you know, at this point, now she's got to be worried about, you know, she doesn't have to worry about her daughter's safety anymore. Now she needs to worry about her daughter's livelihood. And back in Zach, might be the smart play.
Well, that's a good point. I thought of that as well. And here's another thing, too. For folks that want to say that, yeah, now she's estranged from her daughter in the last couple of months. Why and where and all this kind of stuff, I don't know, and it's really none of my business. But I thought about that. The other thing I thought about here is that it's not like she's total team Zach, because some of the texts that she sent and some of the things she said about him, she called him a scumbag and he cheated on her and that kind of stuff. Now, she ripped his butt pretty good, too. So, again, I think throughout the whole thing, Chad, I think that somewhere in between the two polar opposites is where we're going to find this case. Now, where it is, I don't know. And who all's involved. But the other thing I feel very, very sure about, the collateral damage, it ain't going to be good. Some people get hurt and get slung around in this thing, and nobody's going to win in this case when it's all said and done.
Yeah, well, Mitch, I can tell you, in my opinion, I think Ohio State's already trying to start to build a case to keep Urban. I mean, I read something the other day that said, you know, maybe Zach Smith deserves his job back. And so if they're starting to even suggest that potentially, then that should just tell you the way they feel about Urban. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's even being flirted, because that's on the extreme possible scenario that could happen. And so the fact that that was even suggested made me think, all right, well, if they're even flirting with that, then Urban's safe. But, you know,
well,
I think
of all the things out there, I don't see how in the world now that you hire back Zach Smith. Urban's case to me would be this. And how I could go back and say, you know what, Urban, I totally forgive you. And let me be clear, Chad, and Zach or Mr. Or 24. If all this comes out that Urban saw it, knew it, whatever, I'll be the first. I don't like Urban Meyer. And I'll be telling you, hey, fire Urban Meyer and Ohio State. Your scumbags are trying to do anything on the other side. With that said, I would side with Urban on thing. If we found out, and in my head, I still kind of think this kind of scenario is somewhat reasonable, that he knows Courtney well, that he knows Zach well, that he mentored them, and in the case of knowing how many times she called, how many times the cops going over there, he talked to the cops, he said, there's nothing here, they didn't arrest him, that a lot of this is from her issues that she might have, drinking her crazy, whatever, that Urban made a decision. You know what? Now, Zach's not great, but Zach's not the problem here. If that is the case, in Urban's head, there's nothing to report, because he can't report Courtney for being crazy and being wrong with all this kind of stuff. Again, I don't know that's the case, but that's a possible scenario that I would go, I don't think Urban Meyer did anything wrong.
Yeah, well, and Mickey, you made a great point earlier in the show when you were talking about good people make mistakes.
Right.
But in today's world with social media, I mean, you know, if a police officer does something to, you know, somebody that's not of their same race, you know, they're immediately called racist. you know, people get called stuff that is just 100% like character assassination with social media now. And so, you know, Durkin is, you know, being billed as the biggest line ball ever. And we don't know that, you know. Now, do I think it was amazingly dumb for Will Muschamp to weigh in, especially knowing that 6 hours later Durkin was placed on administrative leave? Yes, that was stupid because it came across as uncompassionate, and, you know, he totally didn't bring up the fact that the child died. But anyway, so that was just dumb. That's, you know, his lack of intelligence, like Zach said, emotional intelligence. Like, you can't read the room. You can't understand the thing. He's going to get on the rant about anonymous sources when a kid died. You know, that was just dumb. But anyways, man, last thing I want to say, Mr. War 24, the Italian evaluator of WCCP, came out last week after one practice and said, Justin Ross is the real deal. And he even compared him to Sammy Watkins as far as being a plug-and-play guy, right? I thought that was crazy when he said it. And now you got Nuke Hopkins and Sammy Watkins tweeting, saying Justin Ross is the next first-round wideout at Clemson, and he's on the SC Sports Center Top 10. So my question is, is Mr. Orr 24 the Italian evaluator at WCCP? And I was saying, listen.
Thank you very much. I think that is way inside the realm of possibility. That is inside the foul poles. That he could just be this huge talent evaluator.
Listen, every blind dog finds a bone.
No,
and that was the case right there.
You're being humble.
And we don't know if it's going to work out. He looked great in scrimmages and practices so far. So
you're being humble.
Let's play a season. We'll see what happens.
Texture makes a good point. Texts in and says, is it the mother completely estranged from her? I answer back, yeah, because the mother says that Courtney is the one that's crazy. And then the text makes a great point. Theoretically, couldn't the mother be the one that's crazy? Look, let's be clear here. All of them look like a bunch of lunatics. Zach or Mr. 24. I refuse to put my marbles. I refuse to hitch my wagon. Because a lot of them have lost their marbles, okay? Let me put it a more politically correct way. I refuse to hitch my wagon to Courtney Smith, Zach Smith, either of his mom, Urban Meyer, Ohio State, Gene Smith. I don't know. I don't know what happened up there, but I'm not going to sit here and hitch my wagon to any of those horses. Because sounds like to me that the one thing I am right about is this ain't going to be pretty for a lot of people. And there'll be some collateral. When he says, hey, I'm taking everybody down with me, when she says, I'm taking everybody down with me, if that's their intent, some people going down.
Sure.
And I'm not putting hitching my wagon to those horses. You trust anybody in this situation?
No. Right. Zero. Nobody.
Tater, tater, chicken hater. Good morning, tater, tater, chicken hater. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I want to go on about what you said. I believe that there probably is something going on with this thing, but I don't think that we should convict either one of these people in the court of public opinion until there's more things known. Go back to the Duke situation with those players. What team was it? Soccer or something? Were they accused of all and
lacrosse.
They wrongly accused?
Lacrosse.
You just never know the real deal. So I don't like convicting people in the press. But, well, here's what we do know. Things that we do know, we can work on this. We know that the Michigan State has a history of use of this Nassar situation. We do know that Penn State has a history of abuse with the Sandusky situation. We do know that we probably know that there's something going on with this Maryland situation, that the people did die. So whether they were abused or just neglected, whatever, we'll say they're abused. We do know that Ohio State has a video history of abusing players, i.e. Charlie Ballman. He was physically abused by the Ohio State coaching staff. So what I want to know is why the Big Ten don't change their name to the Abusive Ten. That sounds like a better name to suit that conference to me.
I hear you, chicken hater. Good stuff, man. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks a lot. There's a statute of limitations in there. I hope that nobody's at Penn State that's still around. I don't know. I hope nobody at Michigan State that's still around. I hope there's nobody at Ohio State that Woody Hayes isn't around. I'll tell you that. So, but good point. Touche. Very good point. My friends at Katichi want to invite you down to play golf the next couple of weekends, next couple of days. They also want to invite you to come down. One of the great things about Katichi is that, let's say you got a group meeting. Let's say that you have, I don't know, they do a Rotary Club thing all the time. They've got great meeting rooms for your events. Let's say a wedding. Boy, it's a beautiful venue for weddings. Banquet halls and garden terraces and verandas and the turnhouse and the private dining areas they have. Let's say that you're looking for a great meal. Boy, the Waterfall Grill at Katichi has awesome food. Let's say you're looking for a place to come in town for a Georgia or a Clemson game and stay in their beautiful king suites, their queen suites, their golf cabin or their lake house and accommodating anywhere from 2 to 20 or 25 people. Let them do that for you. On top of that, play the awesome, beautiful golf course. You haven't been down, Mr. Or 24. Let's go down before football season. Can you commit to me on that?
I'll be down that way next weekend.
Do what?
I'm going to Edgestone next weekend.
This is Katichi. We're just over in Hartwell, Georgia. This is right across the line.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad.
Why don't we sneak over after work one day this week or next week?
Shoot, we might have to.
Let's go next week before football season. And just check it out, CATECHE.com, Katichi.com. Call those good folks, man. They'd love to take care of you. They'd love to be a part of a great experience for you. They want you to be their guest. 706-376-8956. I know that staff very well, Jeff and Shannon and Greg and those great people over there. Let them take care of you. Great experience over at Katichi. I promise you, you're going to love it. We'll come back, final segment of the show right after this.
Hey, Clemson fans. 2018 Clemson women's basketball season ticket packages are now on sale. Join new head coach Amanda Butler in her first year at the helm. Tickets are only $60, or add them on to your men's basketball season tickets for just $20. To order, visit ClemsonTigers.com or call 1-800-CLEMSON. And we'll see you in Little John Coliseum.
Hi friends, Mickey Plowler here for Star Granite Interiors. Nothing improves a home like beautiful granite or quartz countertop surfaces for your kitchen or your bathroom like Star Granite Interiors. For 60 years, Star Granite Interiors has built an impeccable reputation by providing its customers with the best in terms of service, selection, and price. Call today to improve your home with Star Granite Interiors. Jeremy Revis can be reached at 304-4249. It's Jeremy Revis at 304-4249. Or better yet, check him out online at StarGraniteInteriors.com. Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard. Mickey Plowler here. It's almost back to school time. Get those summer messes cleaned up with Zero Res. Three rooms clean for $129 and a free hallway when you mention my name, Mickey. Insanely clean carpets with Zero Res. No soap, no residue, no harsh chemicals. Call now, 864-558-7300, 864-558-7300, online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning specials.
Have you heard about the changes over at Ted Garrison Arena? They are now offering event space rentals for banquets, parties, fundraisers, weddings, and more in their air-conditioned 10,000-square-foot newly renovated cattle sales complex. Also ask about their full-service RV sites for football tailgating, convenient 9-minute drive to the stadium. Call 864-646-2717 today to pre-book. Space is limited and will sell out quickly. Go Tigers! This ad was funded by the City of Clemson Accommodations Tax.
R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports, located in Seneca and Clemson, is a factory-authorized dealer for EZ-GO and Cushman vehicles. They can fully customize your EZ-GO cart as well. With 0% financing, now it's easier than ever to own your new EZ-GO or Cushman vehicle. There's plenty of game day rental packages to choose from as well, so don't miss out this season. Stop by R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports on 123 in Seneca and Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Online at rrgolfcarts.com.
Back to school, back to Target. This is the year you go the extra style. With looks from Cat and Jack, Umbro, C9, and more. If your kids want to be it, you can theme it. Overalls for art lovers. Next level tees for gamers. Sporty looks for first day goals. Unicorn hoodies to astronaut socks. Your kids can rock it from head to toe. Target has back to school covered. With Cat and Jack uniforms 20% off in the Cartwheel app. Offer valid through Saturday.
Welcome to Office Depot. Can I help you?
Absolutely. I've got to get my school shopping done today.
All right. Right now we've got mechanical pencils and Crayola markers for a dollar, plus 25-cent notebooks. What's on your list?
What's on my list? I need pencils, 6 notebooks, a backpack, 2-inch binders.
If you've got a list, we've got the supplies. Come into Office Depot Office Max to get select back-to-school supplies for just 25 cents. Shop online, on our app, or in-store for low prices all summer long at Office Depot Office Max. Limits apply. See store for details.
Hey, guys. If she wanted an engagement truck, you'd be all over it. Or a shotgun, or a Yeti cooler. But a diamond? Why in the world does it need to be a diamond? What does it do for anyone? Well, for her, it does quite a bit. It's a daily reminder of the fact that you see and respect the real her, that she's more to you than just another girl. It's a symbol of trust and caring, of a belief that the two of you are meant for each other. Diamonds are the chosen symbol because they last forever. It's the only thing you can give to her that she can wear every day, and it will still look as good in 50 years as it did the day you gave it to her. So if it's that time for you to show someone special how much she means to you, I'd like to invite you to Scores Jewelers in Anderson. At Scores, our goal is simply to offer guidance and expertise to help you find the right diamond and the right ring. What we won't offer is pressure. We believe strongly in taking care of people and making friends, because friends come back and we'd like to see you again. Our new building isn't quite ready yet, so you can still find us between Old Navy and Pier 1 in Anderson, or online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com. I'm William Nichols, and I want to be your jeweler.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
What do you do for excitement?
Oh, I play a lot of golf.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place.
I am excited because two of my friends are getting Carolina flooring specialists in their home here in the next month. So we're inside a month for two of them, and that's going to be really cool. And so I like getting to see their stories. Hey, High Performance Epoxy Base. You're gonna love it. You're gonna absolutely love what they do and how they do it. It's my great friends over at Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158. Let them take care of you. 404-8158. Make your garage pop. If there's one listener out there that doesn't know what I'm talking about with garage floors, just go to Carolina Flooring Specialist right now. Check out any of their social media stuff. You're gonna love CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com. Let me get to our Twitter stuff today. Robbie writes in, and I think this is the Tiger Woods stuff. Preach on, Mickey, preach on. I think that was in reaction to Tiger Woods. Rudy writes in, Mr. Or 24 at Mickey Pollard at 105.5 The Roar. As a fan of Tiger, he needs to play in the fairway more often. If he eagles on Saturday or yesterday, I would even appreciate going into a playoff with Koepka. Then you could really see the TV ratings explode. Yeah, there's no doubt that he didn't have his A game, especially with driving the golf ball, and he still shot 64. That was amazing. Skip on Twitter at Mickey Potter says, as someone who's caught the coach's ire frequently, I understand what happened at Maryland. The coach's job is to get the best out of each player. Some players have to be pushed to the limit before they perform at their best. It's a tragedy what happens, and I hope that's all. Yeah, I hope that's an accident and a tragedy instead of the norm. Scott writes in on Twitter, the overall climate for journalistic integrity at the same time may have influenced the severity in the way Muschamp reacted. I don't doubt that, Scott. I can see that happening. Clark wrote in, Zach Smith admitted to strangling her. I got to go back and watch exactly how he worded that. And then the other thing he said, Clark writes in, okay, you still have a coach with a history of supposedly, quote, defending himself against hitting a woman. That's the issue. Why does the coach not leave the relationship? Why is Urban allowing toxic relationships around his program? Well, they did. They were separated, and they were divorced. And maybe he went around her too much. They had to drop the kids off or get the kids back and forth, but they were divorced. So your problem, Clark, is that why did he leave the relationship? One of them did. I don't know if he left or she left, but they weren't together. They were separated and then later divorced. Hope that answers that question. Did that answer the question enough, Zach, or Mr. 24?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Man, I got too many texts to get to. Sorry about that. Just tons and tons and tons and tons of texts on here. Need to counter text and see how many we have. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. What did we miss in here today? Because with the PGA and Koepka and Tiger and Scott and that great leaderboard and a high level of energy and emotion, with the 20,000 fans at Clemson's Fan Day, with the Clemson scrimmage of Dixon and Ross, you know what I got to do with Dixon? I got to get a consistent pronouncing it right of Lin J or J Lin. Lin J Dixon.
Lin J Dixon.
I've never heard of a Lin J before.
Yeah, you have now.
Lin J Dixon shows out. Ross shows out. Wide receivers show out.
106 plays for the offense.
No turnovers.
No turnovers.
One sack.
Two touchdowns apiece for Lawrence, or not Lawrence, for Bryant and Bryce.
Yep. 47-yard field goal by Hugo. 50 by Hugo. 47 by Potter. Kickoffs were good. Offensive line played really well. Jordan McFadden.
Had a punter drop a ball in the end zone.
Safety. It's kind of a turnover there. 106 offensive plays without a turnover. Yeah. Say that. Major League Baseball, Red Sox 9.5 up. Atlanta ties up Philadelphia now. EPL.
Major League Baseball, the walk-off grand slam last night. Did you see this?
No.
Oh.
I saw the highlights of
Chicago
it.
Walks off against
the Nationals. And they ripped the guy's shirt or something. Ripped his.
I don't know if they ripped the shirt, but he walked off the left center, and it was fantastic.
Braves didn't mind that. The Nationals lost, right? Or the Nationals won?
Nationals lost.
Yeah, the Braves didn't
mind that. Scherzer had a gem going.
What was your EPL story of the week? Manchester United won, I know that. There were some big scores in there. Had a 4-0.
Salah picks up where he left off for Liverpool. He scored in their opening game. Yeah. What else? Your Everton boys drew Wolverhampton.
Yeah, the Wolves.
The Wolves coming up.
Not mine. It's Paul Strelow's. My team won 2-1.
They did win 2-1.
And Pogba's the captain.
Pogba is the captain.
But still wants out.
Amid all these transfer rumors.
The young superstar from France, the teenager.
Kylian Mbappe.
Where's he playing?
PSG.
Okay.
He did not play over the weekend.
They don't start yet?
They played. He just rested.
Rest.
Yep.
Ohio State stuff. You know one thing we didn't talk about Ohio State was that Tom Herman, somebody released out there, and this is how bad journalism's gotten. According to unnamed sources, Tom Herman was the one that leaked everything to Brett McMurphy. Herman denied it, and then Brett McMurphy denied it. And he goes, look, I never revealed my sources, hadn't done it in 25 years, but it wasn't Tom Herman. So he had to fight that off. And supposedly Tom Herman was mad that Ohio State got a wide receiver that Texas wanted right there from Lake Travis.
Yep.
The Maryland stuff and DJ Durkin. We talk a lot of NFL today. What was your NFL story from the weekend?
NFL story from the weekend?
Yeah.
The Jaguars suspending Jalen Ramsey and Dexter Fowler for violation of team rules. What else? That was really probably the big one. There wasn't too much. You know, there was a little fight in the Redskins-Jets joint practice.
I liked it.
That was noticeable. The games weren't all that noticeable, to be honest with you. Although Kirk Cousins looked pretty good with the Vikings. We're not going to overreact to preseason week one games.
Right.
But he looked great.
Kevin Harvick wins at Michigan. That's all I need to say about that. It's about what Forrest Gump said. Tua way ahead, according to a report. Tua way ahead.
Where's this report? I've heard it mentioned. I haven't seen it.
A former player tweeted out that Tua threw for 3 touchdowns and no picks, and that Jalen Hurts threw for no touchdowns and 3 picks. Yikes. And that Tua is way ahead. Told you Nike went 4-for-4 with the majors in golf this year.
Uy.
Yeah, I don't hate that. And PGH playoffs and Ryder Cup coming up. Besides that, it was a pretty boring show.
Pretty boring show.
The new website, check it out, WCCPFM.com. We're going to be Thursday over at Twin Peaks, 5-8. Probably need to go ahead and start camping out now.
Mm-hmm. Get there early.
Yep.
Seriously, it is a packed show. You guys always show up for that, and we really appreciate it. But if you want to have somewhere to sit down and be close to the action and interact with us during breaks and stuff like that, please get there early and pack it out.
Yeah. So a great weekend in sports. I'm not sure that we'll have another weekend like that until the first weekend of September. So very in other excited. Words, let me make sure I'm not saying this. That's two more weekends.
Two more weekends.
We've got preseason football this weekend, Major League Baseball this weekend. The golf is good but not great. And then the playoffs start in golf the following week. But this, I think from here on, it's just about camps. It's about hopefully no noticeable big-time injuries, and it's about just depth chart stuff, and eventually we're going to get back to more of this, much more of this quarterback-type stuff. I will tell you this. As my Brad Hughes Action Forgiveness Award, I'm in good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm in good hands with Allstate. I can call him at 292-3001. I can email him bradhughes@allstate.com. I can get touch with bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage. Thanks to my good friend Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We forgive someone sports every single day because that's what Brad Hughes and Allstate do. Call him, man. Just check and see if your insurance can be better. Might
just
be.
Check.
It might be. Former Clemson football coach calls me this weekend. And he said, this is a pretty cool thing here. He said, you and I both need to pull for Kelly Bryant to be the starting quarterback and to look good in the process. He said, because that way the staff can bring Lawrence along rather than having to play Lawrence. I think that's a good point. And on top of that, I do think Kelly Bryant's going to play well. I do think they're going to turn him loose more. I do think that they're going to ask more of him, and he's going to give more of him, and his weapons are better. I believe all of that. That in the end, I can agree upon the theory of as long as he plays well, then the spot time that Lawrence gets in there, they can bring him along at the pace they want to bring him along. Makes sense, Mr. Over 24, Jack Lake, Tonto Eskimo, brother?
That if you take your time with a true freshman quarterback, that it will probably end up better than it will be if you force him into playing action.
But even though the fans want it now, got to have it now, Deshaun Watson needs to be playing now, not Cole Stout, got to play it now. The best case scenario is bring him along at your pace.
The only reason we're having this conversation is because reports out of the scrimmage are that Kelly Bryant did well, that he is.
That's not the only reason.
He threw well. Yes, it is. If he didn't, if he threw a couple picks.
I got this phone call before
Lawrence
the scrimmage.
Did well, we'd be all over this.
I got the phone call before the scrimmage.
Well, that person's clearly a soothsayer. They see into the future.
No, they're ex-college football coach.
And have all kinds of good insights to all of these things.
They're an ex-college football player who was a great player and a great coach.
Mm-hmm.
Who said, hey, man, this is what needs to happen there. I don't know. I just trust through all of that.
He said, hey, listen up.
What?
That's what you sound like to me.
Hi.
You got that accent.
Hi.
Hi.
Listen up, man.
Hi, listen up,
man. Used to could.
Hey. We had a used to could for real on the text line today.
I sound like a redneck to you? Country bumpkin?
Every once in a while, it flips a switch. It comes out a bit. Mm. It's good times.
We had a text this morning saying, old boy said this, old girl said this.
Used to could. Oh, man.
Hey, let's finish things up as we always do with our two-minute drill.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the two-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
Mickey, I don't know if you've been following the New York Yankees lately. Coming off that terrible Boston sweep, the Yankees have won 6 of 7. They have the Mets tonight at 7 o'clock on ESPN. Unfortunately for the Yankees, Boston has also been winning a bunch lately. Yankees remain 9.5 back in the AL East. But with some chances to make some ground here, the Yankees still have the easiest remaining schedule in all of baseball. And, of course, that starts with the New York Metropolitans at 7 o'clock on ESPN.
I'm going to go ahead and just concede the division to
I won't do that. There's all of August to play here and all of September.
Not all of September.
Most of September.
Some of the regular season ends. All I know is this. The Red Sox, hold on a second, are on pace to win.
September 30th, the regular season ends?
Oh, it is then. Yeah, you're right. the Red Sox are on pace to win 115 games.
September 30th with a 3-game set against the Red Sox.
Yeah.
After they play him 2 weeks early.
Here's what you're missing, though, Bo. Everybody talks about the Yankees being 9.5 down. They still have the second best record in baseball. It ain't like we suck.
No.
I'm sorry. It ain't like we suck, man. Pretty good, man. Good. So, yeah.